Chapter 14 Teaching Friday. I gave the young man I had rescued bread, raisins, and water. After his run, bearing his pursuers and hiking to the cave, he was exhausted. I showed him a pallet and blanket, and he fell quickly asleep. As I studied him, I guessed his age at around 26. He was tall, with straight, strong limbs. His features were both rugged and kind, especially when he smiled. I slipped out of the cave to keep watch. The young man slept only about half hour before crawling out of the cave. Again, he made gestures to show that he was grateful to me. We communicated primarily by gestures at first. Soon my new servant showed himself much better at learning my language than I was at learning his. I called him Friday, for it was on a Friday that I rescued him. He quickly learned yes and no, and the names for various items. We spent a full day at the cave, then returned to the beach to see if his captors remained. They had gone without searching for either Friday or his pursuers. Over time, Friday came to tell me that these trips to the island signaled victories against enemy tribes. When two tribes went to war, the victor always took the bravest enemy warriors captive. They were carried away and eaten to bring those traits of ferocity and courage to the victor. It sounded more than a little nauseating to me, but Friday felt it was natural as breathing. When we returned to my fortress, I outfitted Friday in linen drawers and a goatskin vest. I topped this with a little rabbit fur hat. Friday wore the clothes to please me, even though he was comfortable going about naked. At first, I lodged Friday well separate from me in a room that I could secure, but it soon became clear that was unnecessary. Never had any king a more loyal and sincere subject than Friday. He seemed almost to consider me like a father. I found Friday eager to help in any way. He was so merry that we frequently ended laughing. Indeed, if it weren't for my fears about the return of savages, I would have been totally content on my island. It took Friday some time to grow used to the idea of hunting with a gun. Each time I fired, he reacted with fear. I even saw him checking his own body to be certain I was not trying to shoot and kill him. For the next 3 years, I taught Friday how to use all of my tools. I took him to see everything I had made. Friday was quick to help with the farming and the care of the flocks. One day, I showed Friday the ruin of the wrecked ship. I explained that I had come upon the island the same way. That was when Friday told me the most amazing thing. He had seen such a wreck before, not far from his home.
"We saved the white man's from drown," he said.
Stunned, I asked him how many men they had saved, and he showed me on his fingers. 17. "What happened to them?" I asked.
"They live at my nation," he said.
I had already learned that it was Friday's people who visited the west side of the island. They were much better warriors than the tribe who visited my side. "Why did your people not kill them and eat them?" I asked. Friday shook his head as if I were greatly confused.
"We only kill when we make war fight," he explained. "We rescue the white man's. We not make war fight with them."
I was stunned at the idea of a group of Europeans so close. I took Friday to the highest point of the island where glimpses of other lands could be seen. He began jumping and dancing.
"See, my country, they're my nation," he said.
He seemed so overjoyed with the sight of his own country that I felt a pang. I had thought Friday happy to be with me, but perhaps my island had become a kind of captivity for him.